If you've made it this far, then thank you
for persevering.
I am now in my bed.
I sometimes record in bed.
Excuse me. Just saying the word bed makes me sleepy. Well, maybe I should be energized. Okay, let's get on with part three of this AMA. Thank you so much for all the questions that came in. I hope you're enjoying what you're listening to. I'm enjoying answering them, although I do feel like it does seem a little conceited, this whole concept. But, well, yeah, I got an excess of sort of 50-odd questions, I think. Excuse me. Oh, goodness. I'm going to have to make myself some tea or something. Okay, so moving on to my questions. Here we go. After audio erotica, what style of erotica stimulates you the most? Look, I think for me, it's erotic art and erotic photography. The lighting, you know, it's, yeah, I love it. I really enjoy looking at it. So there you go. Dream job other than being a VA. Well, I don't know, actually. Perhaps I don't know. I felt like I had my dream job as a music educator. I'd like to be confident enough to sing in public, but even though I studied voice, it terrifies me to perform. So that's why doing what I'm doing, talking and nobody seeing me, is perfect. It's like the erotic version of the voice. Maybe one day I just have to have a lot of adult beverages to sing in public. The next question, I'm not really sure if somebody's being sarcastic or what their tone is with this, but does it hurt carrying the whole VA community on your back? I'm actually going to ignore that one. If you are listening, if you are the person that wrote this and sent this in, message me and let's have a chat. I'm not really sure how to take that one, whether that's a bit of a dig or what. So hopefully it isn't, because I've not had any negative feedback or any negative comments or any sort of negative interactions at all, and I'd hate for that to be the first, but anyway. Whatever. Next question. Do any of your friends know about your erotic audio life, or is it just your secret alone? I'm very open about it with my friends. Some I think might wish they didn't know. I don't know. Don't exactly think about me in that context. Yes, but friends and my friends do know. I think it's needed. I think it's valid. I think it's, in a way, a well-being space. If this makes you, if listening to audio, whether it be suitable for work or not suitable for work, I think it's a wonderful escape and a very needed way of people feeling connected, people feeling cared for, and people feeling comforted. So yeah, I often get messages of thanks and gratitude, saying that they just needed to hear whatever the words were that I said in a particular audio, and it changed their outlook for the day, or it made them feel good, it made them feel comforted, or, so that makes it so much worth it for me. So, yeah. So next question, or next statement, I guess, is one thing that makes your work especially impressive and unique is that you live by your unedited one-take mantra. What was the inspiration behind this? P.S. Congrats on the milestone. Thank you. thanks. What was the inspiration? For me, doing one take and not editing, other than, like I mentioned earlier, cutting out, you know, if I've made a mistake with a line, and that's more out of respect for the script writer, I want you to hear me in an audio. I don't want it to be a performance or a highly produced, sound designed, sound effects added in. It needs to be raw, it needs to be inherently me, and that's why it's so important that I connect with the script and the content of the script. So that's my, excuse me for a second, my dog has jumped up on my bed. Off, oi, off you get, off it. Ginny, hop off the bed. Good girl. That naughty girl. Just giving me the evil eye now. So yeah, that's for me. I want you to hear me, and in every script that I read, it comes from me, and I feel so grateful to find the scripts that I do and have this personal connection with it. I need to believe it, and yeah. So I hope that answers your question. So earlier in the AMA, somebody asked me a question. I said I'd come back to what's the weirdest thing someone has asked you to do. And I thought about that. And yeah, one of the weirdest things was a friend asked me to buy her a house. I was in a position to do it, but she went, no. There was reason. There was reason behind it. But yeah, I just thought that's a bit of a big ask. So that was a no. Another previous question that I didn't answer, which fairy tale, folktale or fictional character would you like to see get the GWA treatment? I wouldn't mind seeing Merida from Brave get it on. I think she's fierce. I think she's a fantastic character. So there you go. If you mean get the sexy time treatment, yeah, have at it. That one. Next question. Do you have any things that you would consider to be a guilty pleasure of yours? I can be quite the sloth, and I have what I call cave days, where I keep all the blinds closed and stay in bed and eat yummy food and comfort food in bed and binge watch Netflix and yeah, so that's quite a guilty pleasure. And Bravo TV is a guilty pleasure of mine. I love just watching trash television at times and just tuning out, mindless entertainment. So yeah. Next question, what is a weak spot of yours? The back of my neck, which I don't think is uncommon, but yeah, the back of my neck. And I'll circle back to that. There's another question here sort of related to that. I think top three tags for you to perform or write. I think we all know I really like the mummy dom. It seems to sit really well with me. I love the nurturing and the sort of nourishing side of it, and the comfort and the loving sort of it's very much speaks to me. And I need to be clear, and if you are a listener of mine, you will know that it's not an incest, not from an incest point. It is not in an ancestral relationship. So mummy dom. I also like F sub. I sort of lean a little bit more towards being submissive than dominant, even though I'm switch. I like being able to express what I want as a submissive. And unfortunately, there aren't a lot of scripts written for that genre. Yeah, so mummy dom, F sub, and what else do I like? What else do I look for? Oh, anything that uses words that, you know, daddy. I guess that's, you know, sort of comes into the submissive side of things, or good boy. There's probably, yeah, if a script has daddy or good boy in it, so that's going to lean to either one of my sides, then yeah, that works for me. Are there any tags that you would never perform or write? I think the fairly standard ones, you know, beast, rape, although I did do a script by Dallas Wonderland. I can't remember, that there's something about I want to be your dirty girl, I think it is. And there is the tag of rape in that, although it's, there's no act of rape in that. And I was even debating whether to put it in, but obviously just wanted to respect that writer, that creator, so left it in there. So yeah, rape, no. Although CNC, I'm sort of coming around to a little bit, that I'm exploring myself personally. What else? You know, usual ones like scat, vor, snuff, age play, yeah. Yeah, hard degradation, hard humiliation, I'm not a fan of. Doesn't work. And please know, I am not kink shaming. I'm just telling you, yeah, what doesn't work for me. So, yeah, hopefully that will give you a little bit of insight. Yeah, don't expect any scripts with any of those tags. Won't be coming from Wicked Fairy. Next question. Pick one moment that you cherish the most since you joined the audio community. Oh, I did one very early on. I did read a script, and I want to say off the top of my head, I think it was by Ravisher Girl. I'd have to go back and look at my index, which I have just updated today. So if you're looking for my index, it's significantly large. I redid the whole thing, and I want to say it was a audio script called It's Okay You Can Cry, I think, or starts with the word shh. I'll find it for you. And I got a message from somebody. I'm just going to find it. But it was one about grief, I think. And where is it here? Sorry, I should have teed this up prior to. But I got a message from a listener saying that they really needed to hear it because their dog had just died. And I was, oh, you know, obviously I've got a dog. Yeah, that really, that kind of hit a chord with me. Yeah, that was a really lovely, it is Ravisher Girl. You Can Cry, I've Got You is, You Can Cry, I've Got You. So yeah. And actually, I recorded it because I had, it's the original title of the script is called I Know You've Lost Someone, You Can Cry, I've Got You. And I had recently lost someone, and that was quite cathartic for me to, I needed to record that myself. But the response I got to it, the comments and the messages that I got from it were really quite beautiful. And yeah, really, 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 really tender and personal. So I was grateful to have done that one. Okay, what's one thing you wish you could have told yourself when you first started? Set your boundaries and limits with regards to interactions with people in the space. When you shake hands with the internet people, you got to be clued in, and you got to be savvy, and you've got to be mindful of your OPSEC. You've got to be just mind yourself, and it's that one. But also, perhaps, and it's probably something I should say to myself now, just be confident and learn how to accept a compliment. I still struggle, and I still feel very uncomfortable at times with the very lovely comments and appreciation that I get. I just feel as though I'm doing this for me in a way, and if other people benefit from it, then that's a bonus. And
I hope people do. I know people have said they do, and yeah, I don't feel like I'm doing anything extraordinary compared to a lot of other creators out there. However, people keep saying it, so I guess, yeah, perhaps I need to learn how to take a compliment better. So, but that's just a general thing in my life. And I do say quite often, I'm just a girl with a shiny mic, because that's how I honestly feel. People who reach out to me, please don't put me on a pedestal. I am not that great. Well, I'm a good person. I think I'm a good person, but yeah, just the, you know, I think there are incredible creators out there that, yeah, I don't really listen to other female VAs that often, because I have a crisis of confidence and I get quite intimidated at how amazing they are. Just, yeah, a bit of imposter syndrome sets in. So, yeah. Hopefully that answers that one. How do you like to interact with your audience? How do you toe the line between connecting with your audience versus sharing too much of yourself? That's what I was referring to, and that just be mindful of, yeah, my boundaries and limits. I don't... First of all, if you follow me, you must know that I check your profile. That's one of the first things I do, is go and check your profile. Not if you follow me, sorry, if you message me. And then we'll ascertain what sort of pages you've looked at. Or I'm not saying you... Well, I am. And what sort of comments you've made, if any of them are public. And yeah. And I make up my mind from there. And if you just say hi, I'm probably not going to engage, because I feel like the majority of those that have just gone hi, or, you know, hey, how you doing, I know what they're after, you know, let's be honest. So if you send me a message saying, hey, I really enjoy your work, or, you know, what you're sharing, or anything, like, you know, if it's a constructive comment, or, you know, it's got to be substantial, like, you know, not just gonna have a shot at, you know, having a chat. Yeah, so I have very strict boundaries and limits with what I'm comfortable with. I've only had to have a chat directly with a couple of listeners that, you know, whilst I appreciate their enthusiasm very much, it has kind of become a little bit uncomfortable at times, and either crossed their line or got very close to it. So I appreciate people taking time to comment and to listen, but, you know, I don't need to know exactly how hard or how much you come, to put it quite bluntly. I'm happy for you. I will high five you once you've sanitized your hands, and, you know, yeah, go you. Win-win, you know, everybody wins. But you can keep that one to yourself. I'm just, yes, good on you. Way to go, kid. Next question. Well, I just mentioned this before. How do you handle negative comments or hate messages? Haven't had any, thankfully. Knocking on wood, tapping my head. Haven't had any. I would hope not to get any, but how I would handle it would be either just to completely ignore it if it was somebody trolling me, or address it if there was reason to address it. I'm a grown-up. I can deal with that. Does anyone in my real life know I'm in this community? Yes, we've mentioned it before. If so, what were their reactions? I actually told a therapist not too long ago. It wasn't my therapist, a therapist for me, but a psychologist I mentioned to them, and they're like, that's fucking awesome, is what they said. So you can imagine how sort of liberated they were. But yeah, they were very impressed. Actually, I've told a couple. Yeah, and I'm glad that they're open-minded to realize, you know, the benefit that's available in this space.
So, yeah. Is there any aspect of the community that you would like to change? Yes.
Oh, yes, there are.
Okay. I'm going to get on my soapbox. So give it a minute. I do not like the whole upvote, downvote thing. I wish it would go the way of Instagram and remove the numbers and, you know, the percentages and all that sort of shit, because to me, and I'd get rid of the hot post list as well, because that shits me to tears, that whole concept as well, because, you know, if you have a creator that has, you know, say 10,000 people following them, and if just 10% of their people vote for them, that's obviously 1,000. See, I'm a creative, not a maths person, but, you know, 1,000 upvotes. Whereas if you get somebody new who's come in on the scene and doesn't have as big a following, or, you know, might get 50 votes, then they're on that stupid hot post list. Their audio gets buried, and you don't know what new talent is coming through or what new creators are coming through. So I try and stay away from the hot post list and prefer to go to the new. And I found some incredible new creators. Oh, yeah. It just yesterday I found two new male VAs, and I was like, oh yeah, that works. That voice and that script or that improv works for me. So yeah, I would change that. And I also have issue with people who monetize this, and I need to be careful with this part. I feel, and this is a personal opinion, and if you disagree, then fair enough, but I do feel that there are some people who do this on a semi-professional or professional basis and use Reddit to farm for subscribers and followers, and I disagree strongly with that. That happening, because this is supposed to be about amateur content. So yeah, how do they determine that? Well, it's not difficult to determine. Some of these higher profile VAs who have Patreon accounts and of the like. So if you're one of them and you're listening to me, you want to have a discussion about it, yep, let's I'm more than happy to do that. I am not begrudging. I just feel that this is, if you're making an income, like a significant income out of this, and you come in and farm for subscribers, then I have an issue with that, because it's no longer an amateur space. So, okay, getting off my soapbox now. Okay. Favorite part of being in this community? Oh, it's all the love. All the love that you get. It's very gratifying to get, you know, the lovely comments. And look, I'm not going to lie, there's a bit of validation that comes out of it, and I don't like the attention. I struggle with the attention, like I said before, but yeah, there's a lot of friendly people out there. There's a lot of funny people too, and I mean funny haha, not funny weird. So yeah, have I ever developed or realized a new kink because of an audio? Oh yeah, that's part of the reason. You know, when I first started listening to audio, I just thought, ooh, what's that about? And yeah, have fallen down some very dark, deep rabbit holes, and very delicious rabbit holes. So yes, there are. I have discovered. Because this was also part of the reason that I do this, is for my own sort of exploration. So, next question. What's an underrated content that you wish we would see more of? Just recently, if you've been listening to my most recent audios, I've been doing a lot of meta audios direct to listener, thanks to the amazing Corey West 224. I've been doing a lot of meta scripts of theirs, and I've even been privileged enough to have a couple of private scripts written for me, which just blows my mind. Absolutely just blows my mind that somebody would take the time to listen to my style, I guess, and write something. Corey West seems to have grasped the wickedness and the fairy side of me and the character, and really has just, for want of a better term, nailed it, so figuratively. So yes, I love being part of such an incredibly creative community. So yeah, I'd like to see more meta scripts out there, because can I tell you, they have really resonated, and they've been some of my most commented on, and the ones I get messages about. I've even had a little bit of a cry in a couple. So yeah, that have really just got to me, really hit me hard, like a visceral response. So yes, I'd like to see more meta scripts out there. Next question, bear with me, we got four to go. If you told younger you that now you would be posting erotic audios and scripts on Reddit, what would they say to you? My younger self would say, fuck yeah, have at it. There you go. That's what they'd say. That's what she would say. Yeah. What was the most sexually formative moment of your youth? Something you saw, did, or experienced that really shaped who you are as a sexual person? I had a moment with two gentlemen, and it was a moment, and it was incredible. Yes, that was quite formative for me. What is a noise you love, and when hearing it, how does it make you feel? God, I love to hear people laugh. There's two. I love to hear people laugh, like that real, just that belly laugh that just you can't help but laugh at them laughing. And oh my God, I love to hear people orgasm. I love, and like a soul crushing, just everything in my body right now is tense. It's just, and if you've listened to my audios and my ramble faps, given the chance, I get loud, and I love it. Recently, I recorded my last ramble fap, and I strained my voice. I think I can't remember if I mentioned that earlier. So yes, strained my voice. I wasn't very mindful, despite being oh my God, I'm at half an hour, I've been banging on too much. We're nearly there, people. So yes, those two things, people laughing and people coming. Yeah. And final question, what's a sensation that gives you goosebumps? Does it need to be in a certain context to work? That would be that thing on the back of my neck, or if somebody lightly puts their fingers, like their, drags their fingers, their fingernails, whatever, just lightly on the back of my neck. Yeah, if I'm standing, I do get a little weak-kneed, and yeah, that really works for me. Congratulations, people. You've made it to the end of this 3,000 follower AMA. Not as much laughing in this one. There's a lot of questions to get through. Not really rapid fire answers. They all required a little bit of in-depth explanation. So if you wrote in, thank you very much. And if I didn't get to your question, I've closed it. It's the 23rd of July here in Australia. So yes, it's Friday night now, so I took the opportunity to close that off. And if you do still want to ask me a question, flick me a message. Excuse me for a second, my dog. I'll let you. You can open the door yourself. Let yourself out. This is the dog that I scared recording that particular ramble fap where I strained my voice. She came in to see if I was all right. If you would like to ask me a question, and as long as it's, you know, let's keep it classy, people. Then flick me a message. I'd be more than happy to answer it. So as we go forward, thank you for continuing to listen, to support, to give me your gratitude and appreciation and thanks. I really am very humbled to be in this space. And if you want to support me, or if you're interested in the custom audio, I have a link pinned to the top of my profile that has all the different platforms you can find me on, where you can find my other content, my original content, and links to a lot more wickedness. So thank you, everybody. For now, it's good night.